Well, hello there, listener. It looks to me like I spotted myself a fellow collector. Now, I know I like to collect things like posters and t-shirts and action figures of all my favorite video games and TV shows. And Loot Crate makes that possible. And if you're a fan of this show, I know you love all things Fallout. And Loot Crate has a very specific Fallout type crate. And if you want to take 15% off of your order, head on over to the link in the show notes below and enter Robots Radio at checkout. That's lootcrate.com.
Robots Radio presents...
Broadcast, a Fallout story.
I've got spurs that jingle, jingle, jingle. La da 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 da, far from home. All right, I think it's time I record myself some journal entries so I can add them to the broadcast loop when I get home. Brian Burton, journal entry 343. I'm out here on the road headed north, straight out of the mire. You know, I was originally headed to Vault Tech University to recover that old Mr. Handy that my mom had left for me, but I got knocked off course when I was kidnapped by these crazy people called the Missionaries. You know, just a few days ago, during a rad storm, they hijacked every broadcast across Appalachia. I got to meet their leader, Bishop. And this guy is, well, let's just say he's on a different level than all of us. I thought for sure he was going to kill me. Well, I can almost guarantee that if they couldn't convert me into their cult, they would have for sure killed me. I did meet a young girl, though. Her name is Lily. She's Bishop's daughter. And she helped me escape. I don't really know why, but I feel a connection to her somehow. It could be that she's around the age I was when the bombs fell. Or the fact that she never met her mother. Hell, the connection could simply be that her dad's a raving lunatic and I just feel sorry for her. I don't know what it is. But yeah, she was a really cool kid. This old red rocket station looks like a great place to rest for a bit. All the doors are locked. Let's see if I can pick this lock. God damn it. That was my last lock pick. It's like I had to break into a window. Okay, well, wasn't exactly what I was going for, but at least I'm inside now. Now, to look around and make sure that I'm all alone. Okay, well that takes care of that. Nuka-Cola machine. Let's see what's in. Yes! Anuka cherry, my favorite flavor. Brian Burton, continued journal entry 343. I'm about 6 hours into my trek to Morgantown from the missionaries' campsite. I've encountered a few threats along the way, but all were not too dangerous. A few mirelurk crabs here and there, and a couple wild dogs. And then there was this feral ghoul here when I found this abandoned Red Rocket gas station. You see, I've decided not to push myself too hard. I think I'm just going to take a quick break and rest up. I was able to collect some meat from the mirelurks that I killed, so I think I might make some crab stew. Everything seems to be looking up so far. I've kept looking back every so often just to make sure that I'm not being followed. I mean, by now they had to have noticed that I'm gone, right? Anyways, I can't keep worrying about that. Luckily, the only thing I've lost from my inventory is my walkie. Which does remind me, I need to keep a lookout for another one. Carl's probably going crazy. I've never been gone from home this long. Maybe once I get to Morgantown, I'll be able to find a way to radio back to Omega and let him know that I'm alright. Okay, I'm gonna rest my legs, grab a bite to eat, and take a quick nap before I head back out. Brian Burton, Journal Entry 343, signing out.
We've been walking for close to 6 hours, and still no sign of that guy. Seriously, I think we need to head south. He's probably headed south.
No, there is no way I'm gonna waste my time.
Come on, Mason. You know we're never gonna find this guy. The best option we have is to head south and make our way towards the coordinates in his broadcast. We can get to that settlement and wait for him there.
No. Let's just find him, bring him back to Eden, and let the boss rebirth him. The sooner we find him, the better. And besides, if we are the ones that find him, Bishop might just take us off the expansion team.
Why would you want to be taken off the expansion team? We are the ones that get to see the garden spread. We get to be the real keepers of existence.
Seriously, Brex, please don't tell me you believe that shit about expanding the garden. The Strangler Heart is safe and sound here, and we are better off staying where we are.
Whoa! Mason, it's a good thing Bishop or the First Priest aren't here to hear you speak like that. Remember, we are the many, and we must keep the same mission in our hearts and minds.
All I'm saying is...
Shh! Did you hear that? That was a gunshot. That's gotta be the guy we're looking for.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's head up that way and see what it was.
Mason, look up. There is light coming from inside that Red Rocket station.
I see it.
Once I get to Morgantown, I'll be able to find a way to radio back to Omega.
You go around to the garage door side. And I'll make my way into the trees to the left. You can get inside and flush him out. When he's out, I'll tranquilize him.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
We are the keepers of existence.
We are many. Shit. The door won't open. There's gotta be another way inside. Looks like he got in through this window. Well, if the doors won't open, looks like it's the only way in.
What was that? Sounds like I'm not alone in here after all. Thought I killed everything. Must be a rad roach or something. Let's go take a look.
Hold it right there, outsider. So you thought you could just get away from us? Well, I don't think so. Bishop wasn't done talking to you.
You know, I had a feeling I was being followed. How'd you guys catch up to me so fast? I left while everybody was sleeping.
You stupid, stupid fool. We know these lands like the back of our own hands. You were never going to get that far. Now drop the blade, put your hands up, and come with me.
Yeah, I don't think so, buddy.
Damn it! This could have been easy. If you had just come with me. Now I've got to hurt you. You stupid outsider. Don't you understand? We are many. We are everywhere. You will never be able to get away from the true destiny. We all will be one with Eden. One way or another.
That's where you're wrong, my friend. Tonight, you're gonna die right here, all alone. There will be no ceremony. No one's gonna carry your body to any man-eating plant. Right here, right now, your life is ending.
You'll never understand it because you are destined to be reborn, where my blood will be the blood of a martyr. My blood will be remembered.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Brex, did you get him? Brex, bring him out.
I don't think Brex is going to be coming out anytime soon.
No. You bastard! Please tell me he's alive in there.
Well, from where I'm standing, he ain't doing much living. I know you're probably out there with your gun drawn, and the fact that I killed your friend probably makes you want to come in here and shoot me, but let's just talk about this for a minute.
He wasn't my friend, you asshole. He was my brother. He didn't deserve to die like this. And you're right. I am going to kill you. Screw what Bishop says. You killed my brother. I'm going to kill you too.
All right, just hold on there, buddy. Let's not do anything too hasty. Let's just talk about this for a second. So we've already established Brex is the name of the guy in here, but what's your name?
Why the hell does it matter what my name is?
Well, I can't have a conversation with someone when I don't know their name, can I?
Fuck it. My name's Mason.
All right, Mason. Now, I'm sure Bishop's convinced you all that I need to be brought back. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hurt pretty bad in here. Before I killed him, your brother here got a good shot off on me, but there's gotta be something that we can work out, man.
How so? If you're injured, it's just gonna make it easier for me to finish the job.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that. And that's why I'm being honest with you. While I'm hurt here, I promise you that the pain didn't stop me from defending myself against your brother. And it's not gonna stop me from fighting back against you either. Now, I have absolutely no intention of killing anyone. I don't like to. It's really not the way I like to do things, but if I'm backed into a corner, I promise you I will fight back.
Why did you kill Brex then?
I told you. He attacked me. And I felt it necessary to defend myself.
That's not true. All we wanted to do was to take you back to our camp. That's all we were going to do.
Right. Take me back there so what? So Bishop can kill me like he did that traveler yesterday? Nah, I'm good.
You don't know that. Bishop is a reasonable guy. He just wants people to see things the way we do.
Dude, you can't force that stuff on people, man. That's not the way life works.
We aren't forcing anyone to do anything. Everyone is offered a choice. You can't be forced if it's your choice.
All right, okay. You can see things that way if you want to, but if that's the way you want to see it, then you, my friend, are faced with a choice.
What choice is that?
Well, the way I see it, your brother here's dead, and you believe that you have to feed his body to some plant in order for him to be reborn or whatever. Or for his death to have some sort of meaning.
Well, what's the choice?
Mason, your choice is whether you want his death to mean something or not. You can choose to let me just move on and come collect your brother and take him back to whatever ritual you need to do so his death can have whatever meaning. Or you can try to kill me, and both of you just die out here with no purpose and absolutely no meaning.
That's an interesting set of options you've laid out there. Well, I appreciate your honesty and your concern for my family. I think I'll just choose option two. I'm gonna kill you and take you both back to camp.
Tried to warn you. Oh man, this wound is really bad. I need to go find some medicine soon to stop the bleeding. Brian Burton, journal entry 344. So I've been back on the road to Morgantown for at least 3 hours. That little hiccup at the Red Rocket Station really did a number on me. This gunshot wound has caused me so much pain. The bullet did seem to go straight through, though. Even with the bandages, I'm continuing to lose a lot of blood. The only meds I've been able to scrounge together so far are a few great Mentats that help with the fever and mild pain relief, and a mostly empty bottle of Buff Out to, well, keep me awake and give me a false sense of strength. This old rusted out diluted stim pack. The stim pack must also be expired, though. Because, like I said, the bleeding just won't stop. But thank God I haven't encountered any more of those psychotic missionaries. In all honesty, I don't think I have the strength to fight again. I think the only reason I was able to fight those guys off was the adrenaline. I don't know. Could have been that nuke of cherry. And that's why I'm trying to stick to these old Radstag trails, and they keep me off the main road, away from any threats. All right, I'm wasting energy trying to journal and walk at the same time. From the last sign that I saw, it looks like I've got another 2 hours to Morgantown still. I may jump back in and journal when I get closer, but until then, I'm going to conserve my energy. Brian Burton. Journal entry 344 continued. Oh, shit. So I'm not gonna lie. I'm not feeling the very best. I did stop into a few abandoned houses here and there on the way, looking for some more meds and actual stim packs, but all those pit stops offered me absolutely nothing. I thought about using some of those stops as a time to sit and rest, but in reality, I just needed to keep going, you know, fight through the pain. It's so stupid that old diluted stim pack never kicked in either. Luckily, I'm standing here right outside the main entrance to Vault Tech University. I finally made it. I haven't been here in this very spot in 26 years. Yeah, this is actually the last spot that I ever saw my mom. Oh, I'm sweaty from the fever chills and the infection that's in my gunshot wound. I have absolutely no energy. Those buff outs wore out about an hour ago. And on top of that, I'm still losing blood. But let's not let all of that keep me down. Anyways, I'm gonna head on inside and see if I can find this damn robot. Brian Burton, Journal Entry 344. Signing out. Oh, this shit, it better be worth it. Okay. Looks like the lecture rooms are this way. Let's see. Classroom 13C, Molly Burton. Yep, that's the one. Okay. There's a Mr. Handy right there, but how do I know that it's Professor Hamilton? He's pretty rusted over and dented up. It's funny how they tried to humanize these robots by putting clothes on them. Yeah, that old blue graduation cap just looks ridiculous. Let's see if I can find the control box. Property of Vault Tech University. Well, not for much longer.
System rebooting. Technical analysis 100%. Biometric readings. Error. No DNA sample available.
Hello.
I say, I feel like I've been stuck in this place for far too long. So many people just wandering by. Sure, a dead robot. Let's not try and fix him. Let's just let him lay there and rust away.
Excuse me?
Oh, I do apologize, sir. Professor Hamilton at your service. Are you here to further your education?
Ah, oh, perfect. You're Professor Hamilton.
Yes, sir. I do believe I just told you that, sir.
I'm so glad I finally found you. You had no idea what I've... Oh, God. You have no idea what I've gone through to find you.
To find me, sir? Why, I had given up hope that anyone would ever need the services of poor old Professor Hamilton. But, if I may say, sir, you don't look too well. From my thermal readings, you're running a fever of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, and that wound on your side is severely infected.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the very best.
You look like shit, sir.
Appreciate that.
Oh, I meant no offense, sir. It's just, you really need immediate medical attention.
Yeah. I'll get to that when I can. Right now, I need to... I need to... I need to talk to...
Sir? Hello? Wake up, sir. Oh, dear. He seems to have passed out. He's losing lots of blood. This wound needs to be tended to immediately. My God! There is so much blood everywhere. But the wound is not fatal. Well, if it goes untreated, it will be. The infection hasn't spread too deeply as of yet either. Let's get a blood sample and check for poisoning. System rebooting. Technical analysis, 100%. Biometric readings. Waiting. Waiting. Mr. Handy Mortal, 3A2985Y. Professor Hamilton. Ownership and loyalty parameters set to Burton residence. DNA reading, Brian Burton, 3522 Marlin Street, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Oh my! Master Brian! I haven't seen you since you were a little boy! Master Brian! Oh yes, he's passed out. What's this? My internal sensor beacon is picking up an incoming live transmission. Coordinates 38.9072 degrees north, 77.0369 degrees west, location Washington, D.C.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone listening? This is Molly Burton. I repeat, this is Molly Burton. Son, I hope you're listening.
This is Brian Gwatney, the creator of the Omega Broadcast, A Fallout Story. I just wanted to take a moment real quick and just say thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to these stories just as much as I enjoy making them. If you do enjoy this podcast, please let me know by liking, sharing, and even through your comments. Thank you again so much for your support. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
Well, hello there, listener. It looks to me like I spotted myself a fellow collector. Now, I know I like to collect things like posters and t-shirts and action figures of all my favorite video games and TV shows. And Loot Crate makes that possible. And if you're a fan of this show, I know you love all things Fallout. And Loot Crate has a very specific Fallout type crate. And if you want to take 15% off of your order, head on over to the link in the show notes below and enter Robots Radio at checkout. That's lootcrate.com.
I know that I say it time and time again, but I cannot thank you all enough for being the best fans anyone could ever ask for. You know, with the show's continued growth and we're seeing more subs and listens, that's created more opportunities to bring in more revenue and just to make the show successful. And one of the ways that we do that is through our Patreon account. The link to the Patreon is listed in the show notes of every episode. But one of the benefits to joining the Patreon account is getting a shout out at the end of every episode. And this week we have two brand new Patreon supporters, and I want to thank them so much for everything they do to make this show continue to be top quality and successful. Firstly, I want to thank Honor and Steel for joining our Patreon. For a while now, you've been promoting the show across social media and different platforms, letting people know about each episode when they come out. And now you've joined our Patreon account to help us with sound effects and different things like that. And I just want to say thank you so much for your support. And next, we have Captain Redbeard. Captain Redbeard, you've been a fan for a while now, I think since the show released. And you've been in communication with us across the Robots Radio Network, Discord, and a few other ways as well. And now you've joined our Patreon account and helping us in that way. And I just want to say thank you so much, Captain Redbeard, for your support. Again, if any of you would like to help support the show through our Patreon, the Patreon link is listed in the show notes of every episode. Remember, you have a place at the end. Omega.
Looking for a Fallout audio drama? It's True Vault Escapades! That's right, follow the death-defying adventures of Detective Walter Camry and his vault girl Bunny as they solve the wasteland's biggest mysteries. From the dramatic Texas prologue to the high-stakes world of New Vegas, Walter and Bunny risk it all to crack everything from murders, slaver syndicates, and corruption at the highest level in post-nuclear America. True Vault Escapades. It's a Fallout show with a detective twist. Look for True Vault Escapades wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you interested in keeping up with all the latest gaming news, but you're just too busy? Well, I've got the podcast for you. The Robots Radio Show is a daily gaming news show where I bring you in a quick format all the top news about video games, nerd culture, and even the best deals. You can find the Robots Radio Show on Spotify and Apple and all the different podcatchers, and you can join me live, twitch.tv/robotsradio at around noon Eastern every day. Come talk about game stuff with me. Again, that's the Robots Radio Show, available everywhere.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast, reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.